in the not too distant future at AnimeCon's TV. Elizabeth and Teeth Doug, we're hatching a plan, you see. The meta guy by the name of Rob, a regular Joe with a food making job. He had a lot of fun cosplaying every place, but the cons that didn't like him, so they shot him into space.
Listen to MGZ podcasts.
The worst we can find.
La la la.
He'll have to sit and watch them all
while we monitor his mind.
La la la.
Now keep in mind, Rob can't control where the podcast begins or ends.
La la la.
He'll have to sit and watch them all with the help of his special friends.
Robot roll call.
Tetrachoma.
Terriamon.
Tom Servo.
Crow.
If you're wondering how he eats or breathes and other science facts,
la la la,
just read it yourself. It's April Fool's. I should really just relax. For Mystery Science Podcast 4000.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the podcast satellite. I'm Rob, and these are my friends, Tom Servo.
Hi there.
Crow.
Bite me.
And Terriamon.
Hello.
Well, Gypsy got a sweet gig doing video games and voiceovers and such, so she didn't come up with us, but our pal Terriamon volunteered.
Mom and Ty.
You may recognize my other pals from the old cable show. Well, they got bored and they decided to join me in, up here at the podcast satellite and, make some fun of podcasts.
It's a tough job, but someone's gonna do it.
We've got years of experience to keep us safe.
Now you might notice some differences here. Unfortunately, these guys had to go through TSA. Their voices got garbled with the, backscatter machines.
And the cavity search! Woo!
Hey Rob,
yeah?
The Mads are calling.
Oh, alright.
Hello Rob, my little science experiment gone horribly wrong.
Dr. O! Look what I found!
Do not interrupt me in the middle of an experiment with these stupid little tchotchkes you found.
It's a cup with AnimeCons and FanCons.com on it, you know, for drink.
I don't care. No one goes to their forums or anything like that. They're all on that Facebook thing with their liking and their friending and I don't even know what.
I had a friend once. Now I have a cup.
This is not the time. We are in the middle of an experiment. We are going to show Rob one of the most terrifying podcasts we have ever seen.
I think we're ready for anything you can throw at us.
Let me at it. I'll digivolve all over it.
Yeah.
That's not dirty.
TV's done. Tell them what we've selected for this week.
It's the horrible thing from 2009, the first episode of the AnimeCons.com podcast.
Send on the podcast, Doug.
Hey, I went to that con. Greetings, congoers.
Hey, look at that mug.
Yeah, he's got the glasses, bottom-down shirt.
Really 90s mug.
No, I meant the coffee mug. Makes it almost seem like a news show.
It is a news show.
You say so.
What to expect at and how to prepare for anime conventions. Here is the latest news from the world of anime condom.
Ooh, someone thinks he's funny.
More like wishful thinking.
Japanese pop duo, Hangry and
pop
Angry.
Do?
More like pop don't.
SakuraCon 2009, April 10th through the 12th at Washington State Convention and Trade Center. For more information on Hangry and Angry, visit their MySpace at MySpace.
MySpace? How old is this episode?
And for more information at SakuraCon, visit their website.
What does Sakura mean?
Cherry blossoms.
They go to this thing to study trees?
I guess.
Fertilization!
Hybridization!
Now you're just saying tree words.
Foliage.
First year.
Stop it!
Chlorophyll.
Enough.
The San Antonio Municipal Auditorium El Tropicana River Rock.
I'm from the world. I've never heard of it.
Oh, so you're like a barometer for fame?
I'm Rob, and I haven't heard of it, so it must not be important.
Cower beneath my judgment, puny convention!
Along with Annie Idol, a karaoke singing competition. Many other details, including new additional events and upcoming convention guests, will be posted over the next few months on the official San Japan website at san-japan.org. San Japan also is...
I can read that, Timbag. Dash or ego.
Mizumi Anime Club.
Shouldn't it be called a hyphen?
Nerd!
What? Mizumi I just Con appreciate a little grammatical correctness in my news media.
2009. Activities scheduled including a cosplay show, panels, a daily room, dance,
a one-day con, and still no one will shower.
But Elizabeth will wear at least four costumes.
Josh Greel and Kevin Connolly. Local Japanese rock cover band, Knuckle Sandwich.
Knuckle Sandwich? Who invited them?
I'm having flashbacks to my unpopular childhood.
Take my lunch money. Just take it.
This is a
guys, that's the name of the band. Calm down.
For more information, visit mizumicon.san-japan.com.
Dash!
The fourth edition of Montreal's fan-run anime convention, Otakuthon.
Otakuthon, we'll be taking your donations to help support struggling otaku in need.
Conventions and comp suits are cheap. Voice actors are ready to take your calls now.
For every donation, you'll receive a complimentary travel can of X body spray.
For donations of $20 or more, we'll throw in a CD of Piano Squirrel's greatest hits of other people's music.
And if you call in the next 10 minutes, Vic Mignogna is standing by to morally judge you.
More information as well as online pre-registration for the convention will be made available in the upcoming months on the Otakuthon's website at
otakuthon.com.
More updates and information will be coming in the early to mid-February. Robotech.com.
You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round.
Releases of Robotech, the Shadow Chronicles, at these conventions. Please check Robotech.com for the current tour and updates as more conventions are added to the tour. Zenkai Con 2009 recently announced the opening of and improvements to its 2009 dealer's room.
New and improved!
And its first guests for the 2009 show. Kevin McKeever and the Robotech Convention Tour.
Is he spinning too?
Zenkai Con will return for its fourth installment on November
7th. Zenkai Con 4! Citizens on patrol!
Moving into the Hotel Valley Forge in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania.
I hear their winter accommodations are great in Valley Forge.
For more details. Centennial High School Anime Club in
Centennial High School, where someone graduates every 100 years.
On April 25th, 2009, called CHS Otaku Fest. This one-day convention is a celebration of all things anime and otaku.
Half-naked chicks with legs up to their armpits?
Playing Duck Duck Goose when you're old enough to be in high school?
Pocky and soiled panties?
Guys.
Fest.webs.com. Bishikon, the newest convention created for fangirls who want their yaoi and boys love fix.
Boys love? A con for boys who love boys?
No, a con for teenage girls who love boys who love boys.
Fans under 18.
I thought that was what Tumblr was for.
With an unaccompanied age of limit of 16, Bishikon is able to...
Age limit of 16? Jesus!
...and panels cater to a broader audience. There will be a BL manga library, panels by artists, writers, and industry leaders. A crossplay drag show...
Crossplay shows are such a drag!
...yet to be suggested. Find out more about Bishikon at bishikon.com. Voice actor Steve Bloom will be joining Anime and Gaming Ohio in Cincinnati, Ohio, for his first ever Ohio convention appearance.
So this is in Ohio.
The famous voice actor of Spike from Cowboy Bebop, Roger Smith from The Big O, as well as Wolverine
Big
from
Ohio
animations and games, and countless others. He will be joining fellow voice actors including Richard Epcar, Ellen Stern, and Steve Downs.
Steve Ops could not be reached for a comment.
Dan Slott, who is the current writer for The Amazing Spider-Man, but has also written for Ren and Stimpy and The Avengers The Initiative, as well as a cosplayer Yaya Han and DM Ashura.
My God, how long is this announcement?
Get on with it!
Games.
Angie, Ohio is a second-year convention based out of Cincinnati.
Ohio.
For more information, there's their website is ANG.
Now there's a URL that could use a dash.
Anime Boston, the largest anime announced its first round of guests. As a mix of past favorites and new surprises.
New surprises?
Greg Ayers, industry guest David Williams, artist Robert and Emily DeJesus, Misako Ross.
Jesus.
No, Jesus. Jesus, but in Spanish.
Hail to him, Jesus, who throws lots of lightning and chases caboose. Jesus.
Anime Boston 2009 will be held Friday, May 22nd through Sunday, May 24th at the Heinz Convention Center.
Heinz Convention Center? I don't relish those crowds.
I prefer mustard myself.
Found at AnimeBoston.com. Anime Matsuri is celebrating its third anniversary with an exciting lineup of guests, panels,
like
and
every other con.
Matsuri is proud to announce their 2009 guest list, which includes Crispin Freeman, Quentin Flynn, Stephanie Young, Lucy Christian, Chris Patton, Blake Shepard, Cynthia Rothrock, DG Heavy Grinder, Misako Rocks, Matt Miller, Lily Zandra, Banks, and Gren.
I swear, half of these names were made up.
Completely fake.
Unveiling of their main events act.
Unveiling? They're not murdering young cows anymore.
Weekend, April 10th through the 12th.
Matsuri, you keep using that word, but I don't think it means what you think it means.
Please visit the website at animematsuri.com for more information.
Matsuri.
The Rochester Institute of Technology Anime Club is excited to welcome voice actor Todd Haberkorn and voice actor director John Swayze.
No relation to Patrick Swayze.
For this year's Torahcon.
Ride the bulls!
That's Torah.
Torago?
For more information, please visit their website, torahcon.rit.edu.
Oh, sweet Jesus, it's over!
That's DeJesus.
Joining me now is Patrick Dillahanty. Webmaster.
Do these guys ever go outside?
Hasty white anime nerds.
Patrick?
Hey, Sketch. So every year, AnimeCons.com...
Did they forget to fill in the blue screen?
...the 10 largest conventions in terms of attendance. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing this for 5 years now. And it's not necessarily...
Find a job.
Find a woman.
...measure of which convention is best.
Look, another mug. Yes, are they ever going to drink out of those? So
just interesting.
What's in them?
Sweet, sweet turpentine.
That's the game. First one to drink one loses.
...throughout the list in upcoming years. And
who left their cell phone on?
I mean, we'll start at the top because it comes as no surprise. Is Anime Expo. Well, and this year they had 43,000 warm bodies at the convention.
That's the size of any good suburban city.
Suburban?
Bigger than a lot of towns there, yeah. And number two, it's been for the last few years, has been Otakon in Baltimore, Maryland.
Just chasing the tail.
I like to chase tail at conventions, too.
Some odd people.
Don't they have a cap?
They had a cap. They didn't have
Yes, it's only conventions with hats.
Allowed them to expand
a little bit. Okay.
Also, I want to mention, some of these conventions measure warm bodies, others...
Like warm bodies? What about cold bodies?
Robot discrimination!
I don't think there's any real robots at these.
How do you know? Some are you sure all those costumes are people?
I know an ice cream machine that cosplays.
What does she cosplay as?
A melted ice cream machine!
At the convention hall, the catering service and everything like that.
Yeah, and... some other
They're
conventions.
Staffers.
Some conventions report both, and we like those a lot at AnimeCons.com because it makes it easy to compare.
Okay.
Third on the list is a newcomer to the list. It's New York Anime Festival.
Oh, yeah, I heard much about this one.
They actually would have been on the list last year, but we didn't get the numbers in time. So this year they're ranked.
So no complaining.
They're number three on the list with 18,399 warm bodies.
I just needed one more.
Now, number four is. Akon, and they usually have...
Akon? Which con?
New York Anime Fest beat them out. Mm. They had about 15,000 paid attendees. SakuraCon moves up drastically from... they were number eight last year, now they're number five.
Three steps, wow.
So they had 13,600 estimated paid attendees.
You don't sound too sure about that.
Maybe it was a guesstimation.
Yeah. Number six is Anime Boston with 14,339 warm bodies. And those of you who know math may know 14,000 is larger than 13,000.
Here we go with crazy math again.
But Anime Boston's reported numbers were 14,339 warm bodies, whereas SacraCon had paid attendees.
Nope. So if you lost me. Bodies,
will this be on the test?
This is a test of my patience.
Enemy Busted also reported paid attendees, which is 13,248.
Nobody cares!
Lower than SacraCon's
so
paid
on paid, okay.
So on paid attendees, Enemy Busted is lower. For number 7 this year is Anime Central, with 13,900 warm bodies. Anime North drops down to number 8 this year with 13.
Anime North, going south.
Where were they before?
They were number 4 last year.
Well, that's a big drop.
And they still
big
had
drop. That reminds me, guys, don't use the bathroom for a while.
Oh, wait, we can poop?
Not as much
you
as
got to compare to New York anime.
Ah,
anime
big jokes.
You know. And in coming years, they may grow more. The ranks from number 5 through 8, 9, tend to shift.
Hey, he can count!
All the way to 10.
So close. They're all in the 13, 14,000 range this year. Next year, they'll probably all be 15,000.
That's a lot of nerds in one place.
So is this podcast.
And so at number 9 this year, we have FanimeCon with estimated 13,000 warm bodies. And rounding out the list at number 10 is Anime Weekend Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
11,101 paid attendees.
There's the extra guy!
Very accurate number.
Yeah.
What were they last time?
I don't have the numbers for last year. They were under 10,000, I know that.
Wow. Yeah, all the top 10 are above 10,000
this
year.
This is actually the first year that's happened. And so I think it's a sign that conventions are still growing. The number of conventions has only gone up 4 since last year.
You're making this all up.
Did you research this at all?
There's about 250 conventions. This year,
seriously, all made up.
2008, there were 257, I believe, and there were 253 the year before.
Okay.
So it's.
Now, why didn't they just show this and shut the hell up?
Seriously.
Is this going to be an annual thing?
So there we have it.
There we do.
10 largest anime conventions of 2008.
No, there's more?
Question, can I stop watching?
One segment that will appear regularly on the AnimeCon.com podcast.
Who's the happy chick?
I heard she hates fun.
Ask us questions you may
at least they have more mugs now.
I bet the happy chick brought them. For an example. Should I do the Haruhi dance for my master?
They are making up at all.
No, unless you have a giant robot.
Yes! Okay, that was good.
I don't get it.
A good question we would have is, which anime convention should I go to first?
And none!
Save your money!
Crack would be cheaper.
So you're ready to go to your first convention, but don't know where to go. It may be tempting to want to first go to one of the big name conventions that everyone talks about. However, it is much easier to find a smaller convention in your area that has a lower cost and less craziness.
Good luck with that one.
You don't have to worry about expensive plane tickets and other travel costs. And it's easier to convince your friends to come along when the convention is closer.
You're assuming they have friends.
To you, say, a few of your friends invite you to go.
When you Again with the friends!
One that is close to you is a great place to start. Sketch, what was your first anime convention?
Anime Boston.
Duh!
But when
Anime Boston
started out, it was a small convention of 5,000 people or so, but...
Many people. Mine was Otakon, which... kind of goes against my advice, but
hypocrite.
My friend invited me, so I'm like, why not? I'll go to a big convention.
Well, I mean,
I've got nothing better to do.
To other smaller ones, and sampled all the variety and sizes. But
I don't think he was talking about conventions.
Really good to start with.
Excellent. You can find conventions near you by using the AnimeCons.com convention map.
You can also use this as a list of places to avoid.
Use the map and zoom
Anime Cons, a first world
and
problem.
See which blue dots are closest.
And here's where we target our missiles.
Southern Minnesota, for example.
Or Utah.
Looks like Minneapolis was already hit.
If you look at the map, you will see a convention in St. Paul. There was one in Minneapolis, but it was unfortunately canceled.
It apparently took a detour.
In Eau Claire, Wisconsin. It doesn't look like too far of a drive. There are also two in Milwaukee.
Zoom. And enhance.
Or you can make the hike down to Chicago for Anime Central. A good-sized con, about 15,000 people. Also check out the 2008 map to see if there are any other conventions for 2009 that haven't been announced yet. Here you will see Sogen Con in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Anime Iowa in Coralville, Iowa.
Those sound like fantastic places to visit.
It's probably best to go to one that's closest to you.
So that rules out Iowa.
It's been around for a few years, so you can find out information about past conventions on their website and on their
That's not their website.
The best place for you to start your con experience. But say you lived a little more to the northeast, and Nobran Con was just as close. How will you decide which one to go to first at the distance?
See which one responds to blackmail!
Go to both?
Or see which one has a pink berry.
Sketch and I go to way too many conventions every year.
I'm a con whore.
Yeah, me too.
Just
and
a con-specific whore?
That's not what I heard.
Earlier in the year. But if you can only afford to go to one convention, that's okay. I only used to go to one convention a year.
Before I was awesome!
Job and money and spend too much of it on conventions.
And vacation time.
Yes, vacation time.
This is people's vacation time?
Yeah, costs for badges, a hotel if you need one, and transportation.
Did he just milk an invisible cow?
Check out the guest list and see if there's someone that you really want to see. Check out their websites to see what events they have and see what appeals to you the most.
Invisible cow milking.
That's utter nonsense.
Also see what size their convention is. If you'd rather attend a small convention, NoBranCon would be a better option for you.
That makes NoBranCon a no-brainer.
With a few thousand people, then choose the Anime Detour. You may also want to look into attending for the convention for just one day. Probably a Saturday, because that day usually has the most events.
The Masquerade.
Yes.
I'm contributing!
If there's a convention that you wouldn't mind driving to and from in one day, a one-day trip is a good way to get one's feet wet in the world of conventiondom.
You mean condom?
No.
That joke wasn't funny the first time!
After I attended Otakon, the next convention I went to was Anime Boston, and since I'm very local, I just took the TN for one day on a Saturday, and I thought it was a good way to experience Anime Boston without the massive expense of hotels and parking and things like that.
I slept on my friend's
elephant rides.
Floor
Cabana Boys!
Milking invisible cows!
Subway dressed as Vash the Stampede.
Awesome. I hope you scared people.
Yeah, people say, is that a real gun?
Yes, it is.
Excuse me, Lala, whip this out.
Anyway.
Whether you choose to go to a local con for one day, or attend one of the big ones across the country. Remember
from sea to shining sea.
Telling you how to prepare for conventions and what to expect at conventions.
Awkward pause.
But the most important thing is to have fun.
Yay!
Yay fun! Enjoy your first convention.
If you would like to submit a question to animecons.com, please
is it over?
At podcast@animecons.com.
No! Don't encourage them!
One segment that will appear regularly on the AnimeCons.com podcast is Q&A.
Wait, people actually wrote this? Stop,
this was scripted?
Stop.
More O'Malley's.
Yeah, it's like an Irish convention.
Patrick.
And I go to a ton of conventions every year because we're crazy like that. Then Anime Detour would
look,
be...
Look, someone not named Patrick.
Damn it.
That's the first thing I agree with. It was adequate.
So.
Oh my god! He drank!
He lost!
Ugh, I think I was being kind about the adequate.
Yeah, I give these guys 60 episodes. No more.
It's like they filmed in someone's bedroom.
As a video podcast, I bet this takes up a lot of dick space.
Did you just say...
No, I did not.
Okay, you know what this thing needs? Voicemails.
Yeah, I hear the movie phone guy is out of work.
Huh. Well, what'd you think, sirs?
Who are you calling sirs?
Maybe they meant surly.
Do you even know what surly means?
So what are we showing them next week?
A little gem from 1990 called the Totally Awesome Japanimation Fun Show. Push that button, Doug.